It is Monday morning, June 10th at Valor High, North Hills. I'm Kimberly Tizun, and throughout these past few years during Donald Trump's presidency, his conservative views have dictated his administration, which continues to persecute minorities, specifically the LGBT community. Systemic discrimination are the policies and practices the system, specifically speaking the U.S. system, that creates disadvantages towards minorities. The LGBT community has confronted discrimination from the government, where Donald Trump's administration does not offer rights to protect LGBT employee workers, for example. My group and I will be going into depth about the systemic discrimination against the LGBT community, answering the question, to what extent has systemic discrimination negatively impacted people pertaining to the LGBT community?
Michael Barillas, and it's June 10 in North Hills, and I will be interviewing Ms. Curry about the negative impact the LGBTQ receives from the laws imposed by the U.S. One question is, what laws have negatively impacted the LGBTQ community in the U.S.?
I think one thing to note is that there has been a lot of progress made specifically around marriage rights. Just a couple years ago, there was the Supreme Court ruled that same-sex marriage was legal, and now all people, regardless of sex, are allowed to marry one another. So I think that is a celebration, and we should acknowledge that. But currently, in a lot of states around the country, a lot of the laws, specifically around people who are trans, the bathroom bill in North Carolina means that people who are transgender are not allowed to use the restroom of their choice. They have to use the restroom of the sex if they were assigned at birth. And so that's discriminatory. President Donald Trump has also ruled that people who are transgender are not allowed to serve in the military. Specifically around transgender rights, we've seen a lot of discriminatory laws recently.
What age group has been the most impacted by these laws?
Wow, that's an interesting question. I would say that age is not a factor. It's just because I think people who are older have been affected by them the longest, and they've been, like, I know people who are, in their 60s and 70s and are just now allowed to marry their partner that they've been with for 25 years. So maybe people who are older have been affected by them longer, but they affect everyone equally.
Impact. In an article by Ariane de Vogue named Supreme Court will take up LGBT employee discrimination cases next term, She writes about how the Trump administration claims that the title of the Civil Rights Act does not protect the rights of LGBTQ people against discrimination. And this is one of the many examples of the severity of the discrimination towards the LGBT community.
I'm Christoph Sevilla, and it's June 10 in North Hills. I will be interviewing Ms. Fredericks. To begin with, what has Trump done to negatively impact the LGBTQ community in the U.S.?
Several things, I'd say. First off, he gets out this message that LGBT rights don't matter. I think from his actions and laws that he's passed or attempted to pass, he has shown several times now that LGBTQ rights are less important to others.
How severe is it when LGBTQ issues are ignored by schools and society in the United States? And how has this discrimination affected LGBTQ people's daily lives?
I think when we're ignoring discrimination on any front, it's extremely damaging because it shows that we're okay with it, that we're fine putting up with it. Anytime that we're not doing something to fight against discrimination, anytime that we're just allowing it to pass or even contributing to it, we're adding to the problem. So I think it's super important to stand up anytime you're hearing anyone affected by discrimination, especially with LGBT community.
In this interview, we go into depth about the lives of LGBTQ students in the U.S., and we learned that youth are highly affected across the nation, and the laws are a negative factor in the lives of LGBTQ people. Laws presented by the American Civil Liberties Union state that the House Bill 1525 in India prohibits students from using the bathroom that does not correspond to their biological sex, nor join a sport that isn't corresponding to their biological sex. And 1427 in Massachusetts states that access to sex segregated facilities is cited on biological sex, not gender identity. Prejudice is surviving, and without the recognition that this problem towards the LGBTQ community is large, discrimination will only worsen.
I am Joshua Gallardo, and the studies done, such as a Harvard study from most LGBTQ Americans experience harassment, discrimination by Julie Marie, revealed that the LGBTQ youth feel discriminated against by the government, and the average LGBTQ members in the U.S. say there is still a continuation in the discrimination they face in their lives. The LGBTQ community protests against discrimination, but despite efforts and actions taken, the community has not achieved to dramatically reduce discrimination, making it a prominent issue in today's society. And Daniel Cox, who wrote "Fewer Americans Think LGBT People Face Discrimination," he explains how 2/3 of Americans support the LGBTQ community, and revolutions such as the passage of gay marriage led to drops in perceptions of discrimination being severe. 2/3 of Americans support the LGBTQ community, but because of the recent events such as the passage of gay marriage, people have come to disregard the severity of the discrimination that the LGBTQ community still has to face. And this portrays how this discrimination is far from being a small-scale problem.
Discrimination is only gaining more power, and it shows that to a great extent, the LGBT community is negatively impacted by the laws, school environments, and by the president enforcing these conservative ideas. And it means the U.S. needs to take actions in repealing laws such as the Indiana and Massachusetts bill mentioned by Christoph in order to end further wrongdoing. This is our solution. Thank you.